It's painful whether it's a black guy being shot or it's a white guy. We just have to be human beings and have empathy, sympathy, just feel for one another and find ways to live together beyond race.
The police in Zimbabwe right now are victimizing people, and right now the same thing has just happened in the U.S. What can you say about this?
That is what is really sad. In America, you expect the institutions to work. That is one thing I respected and I liked about America. In Zimbabwe, we moved the powers from the institutions and vested them in individuals. But in America, you expect someone to respect their office. So police officers, and no one is above the law here. But then you shift to the police force as it is right now, and it seems like race is more important than anything else. And policemen seem to be a fraternity of their own. They shoot people, they write up their own reports, they cover up for each other. And it's just not right.
What are your sentiments of the African-American young man who shot the 12th police?
Violence is never the answer. So he's angry at the police shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. You're going to randomly go and shoot a police officer in downtown Dallas. Those officers have their own families. That's why violence has its limits. For me, you know, as a Zimbabwean, it's hard that right now we are in America and you're expecting fairness and systems that work, and then you are forced to stay up at night because you have a teenage son or a husband who's out there. You are staying up and having to teach your kids to expect to be treated differently because they are black.